Waterloo Radio.
Here on the Mono A Mono show on Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono. Nice set there, guys.
Thank you.
Righto.
So this Friday we've got our CD release party, right?
Big.
At the Chainsaw.
You just said, are you in the band now?
Oh no.
Whatever, man. You can be in band.
I feel like I'm on stage here with these guys. This is awesome. Everything sounded amazing. You guys don't have the earphones, but it sounded amazing.
Thank you. You'll have to trust us.
Now, this Friday we're playing, it's going to be a different set than what we just heard, though. We heard an acoustic set.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to play electric, but it's going to be, like, off the chain.
Now, that's what I've heard, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your live performances that are online, and they look intense.
We get pretty rowdy and we get pretty mad at the air when we're playing. Yeah, we get pretty mad at everything.
So that's what we can... something similar to what we saw online is what we can expect on Friday?
You can expect something even more wild than that.
Yeah. We're going 110% for the CD release.
Yeah, you know that show that you're probably talking about, videos at the Grist Mill?
Yep.
So I believe that. We played really good, but there was probably only like 20 people there.
And it was also 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
You also can't go from light to dark. You also can't drink there.
So picture that. Just step it up.
And there's no washroom, so if you really gotta like piss, you gotta just sit there all angry that you can't go anywhere because you don't want to miss the band, but you don't want to go outside and pee in a bush.
Maybe that's why you're so mad, because we had to pee so bad.
You can see a lot of people. Actually, if you look in the video, you can see a lot of people just stomping their feet, but not because they're like they used to be, just without.
Well, that was one of my first experiences when I...
Okay, it would help if I turn my own mic on.
was after I checked out some of your guys' videos and some of your guys' songs, was reading that write-up on the Edge Supernova page, which describes a pretty crazy show.
Our good friend Kyle Creche, who's the head guy of Wayfair, did that, and we owe him some candy or some pizza.
He did it for my magazine flip out, and he's just sweet guy. And he knows what's up. He played drums with us on Saturday because Tyler wasn't there, so we had to get four different drummers. Yeah, but that's what we're talking about. Everyone killed it though.
After we saw that write up, we were like. We don't even know what it is. Is it a biography of us? It's kind of a really sweet piece of writing though, and we thank him a lot for it. But we're really intense, but
we have heart. We're not
We're not like
we're not like times.
Music theory.
Like it's so easy to just start a band now. Like you could just go to Long McQuaid with $50, buy a guitar and an amp, finance it. You just go and record your album on GarageBand, put it up on the internet, have hundreds of people listen to it, and that's all pretty easy. You could write a song with nice melodies, that's pretty easy, but it's not not every band could just
make
really give her and
it,
really people lose it.
Freak out, man. Break. One guy, on a show on Saturday, people were eating drywall plaster. People had mouths caked with it because there was all this shit flying up from the ground when we were playing, and it was just covering everybody. Everyone had a mouth and a hair full of plaster.
Nice.
Yeah, and then people just do that, and they're like, "Whatever,
I
don't care about
that." That's really how you know if you played a good set.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Is it
people are eating the walls? If people are eating walls, and you're like, "Oh shit, we must have played a pretty damn good song."
Yeah,
that'll have to go in your next write-up.
Yeah,
these guys are so good; they make people eat walls.
Yeah, I hope no one got sick from that. It's silicosis is
God bless all to y'all.
So besides this past weekend, what are some of your guys' more memorable shows, would you say?
T-shirt
night.
We had a memorable one at the BBB Fest out in the middle of where it is.
We played a set at 4 a.m. By the time we got on, it was 4 a.m. And we had to wait for these girls to shave their head for cancer. And they did it, and then they made out after.
Yeah.
So it's really weird. They mixed the order up, and they had
a wet t-shirt contest, and they were there's probably eight girls, but there was a dude up there too, and he had pretty big boobs, and
he had just gone into a fight.
Yeah, he just kicked
someone's ass bad.
Oh man, that was fun, and there was so many girls there, and that was an awesome time. And one time we played on a boat.
We played on a cruise before. Man. Yeah, people were body surfing, but the boat would rock. So 30
Sweet.
People would fall
wow.
over, or Sam or Dylan would fall over, and that was pretty wild. We played at a Stag and Doe before.
And on New Year's Eve, Andy received life-threatening injuries when he cut his arm with a light fixture.
Y'all can't see it on radio, but I got a big scar on my goddamn arm.
Yeah,
if you come to Mongolian Gorilla Cora's in uptown, you're going to see it.
Maybe put it
he was crowd. Yeah,
yeah
maybe
yeah,
put
yeah.
it out close up to the microphone.
We were playing,
hear it.
We were playing Hey Ya.
No,
I crowd surfed and I caught my arm on a light fixture, but I hit my head on a bass drum falling down, and I thought at first I was ow, my goddamn head. And then I tried to play guitar, and I realized my arm was spewing blood all over my shit. And I was just oh fuck, I better wash it off. So I ran to the sink, and I'm just oh, my arm is open right now.
Yeah, and he had to go to the hospital, and then we all had to go to the hospital, and one time I puked at a show, and those are memorable shows.
That's the one I read about in that write-up.
I puked.
I thought it was baked beans.
Did you puke in Rally though?
Pardon?
Did you puke in Rally?
In Rally?
Yeah, keep going afterwards.
Tyler didn't. Yeah, after I finished puking, Tyler was right into the next song, so I didn't have a chance to do it.
And purposely too.
There's a video of it on YouTube, and after I puke, you can distinctly hear Tyler just go. And he just laughs really hard. It's really funny.
All right, so we're speaking of some equipment, and this one's going to be a little bit more electric on Friday. Some bands don't like to talk about this. Will you guys talk about what pedals and stuff you guys use?
Nothing.
Dusty Line 6004.
Nothing.
Yeah,
it's all through the amp.
Yeah, I put it right to the amp, and we don't really use pedals sometimes. Andy uses Line 6.
For our song Sick of Love, which is track 7 on the album, then it's like super eerie sounding, so I have to get an effect to do that. Otherwise than that, it is purely Omar Rodriguez Lopez ripping off Mars Volta. Anyone? In any case, I played with a pretty small amp. Mine was $500. It's cool. Fox Night Train. Come on, get them while they're hot, kids. You can finance that shit.
Yeah, we love gear, though.
And recording?
Recording, we recorded with Jeff Basie in Cambridge at, he owns a music school and Go 30 recording. And he does, all the good bands around here, they're all going to him because he knows what's up. And
he recorded on, an 8-track, reel-to-reel.
Yeah, 8-track reel-to-reel.
Oh, cool.
He recorded with Life in Vacuum, did their Commander Clark album. He also worked with Music Box on their Vampire Songs album, and worked with Mighty Atom, my other band I play drums on, with their album. And a band called The Ecstatics as well, too. It's just doing them all once, plus working 12 hours.
And Teen Violence.
And Teen Violence.
You guys gotta hook us up with these bands and get him.
They're all considered what we call the flip out scene.
Yeah.
It's just he's got a magazine, Flip Out Records, and all of our friends put shows on, usually with the same bands more or less, and it's
so incestuous, man. It's like,
yeah, there's always the same people going out to all the shows, but all the shows, I don't know, more and more people are coming to them.
Yeah,
sweet.
So there's a really tight knit group of bands in Waterloo that are actually really good, and more people are realizing it.
Flipping out is just about having a good time, and a lot of people don't seem to be having a good time, especially around here. So you just come to these shows and you fucking lose it, dude. You have a good time. That's what it's all about.
You might even say that Waterloo is the new Seattle.
That's pretty bold.
No, it isn't.
Sam's Kurt Cobain, except instead of shooting himself, he's just gonna, in the take 50s. A bunch of money and move to Australia.
Okay, so how do people find out about these shows? Because I've never heard of them before. Not that I'm very plugged in, but...
Facebook.
look on Facebook for anything done by me, Andy Clark, or by Jesse Billings, and usually we got something going.
Yeah,
add us to Facebook and we'll tell you all about it.
Commotion in the Ocean, right?
Check out Commotion, myspace.com/Commotion the Ocean Collective, and you'll see shows. That's what Jesse Billings does, my friend, and if you're on Facebook, just look me up, Andy Clark. Really easy name to remember, and I'll tell you all about that shit. And I can hook you up with any kind of band you want to hear. It's a good time. There's so much crazy
stuff. He's got magazines that you can get at local stores, the Orange Monkey or Wordsworth Books. The shows are always listed in there.
Okay.
And Taco Band is on. Our band has a really sweet Facebook page too that you can because Steve's not making you like it.
Just listen to it. You don't have to like it, but.
And other than this Friday too, can you get the CD on Bandcamp?
We're gonna probably have a website up by then. You can get it there. You can get it at shows. Any shows we're playing.
What's the Evolve Records
Evolve Records
around
website.
Here. We're gonna have in Orange Monkey and Encore Records and Kitchener
and probably iTunes pretty soon as well. And
if you all come to Mongolian Grill or Cora's, I'll hook you up, or Dylan will hook you up, or Tal will hook you up.
Yeah, you could also buy the album at Mongolian Grill.
Nice. So there's plenty places around the KW area to get this.
So you can go to the Mongolian Grill and eat and get good music.
And we'll sing you the songs live.
Yeah, we'll sing you the songs live when we're working.
Nice.
We'll do acapella versions of it.
And
so do you guys work in the circular, on the circular stove?
We do. He used to.
Yeah.
He's manager now.
He runs it. He's our big boss. Guys are boss.
Which is funny. Well, nothing against Dylan, but he's been the quietest guy here. But
he is
apparently
he's
the most assertive,
silent type.
He's just coming from a really intense rub and tug.
I need my energy.
He's just all tired. You
know? All his chi is gone.
We want to be sex. Dylan is sex. That is how it is.
I was actually playing darts all afternoon.
Darts. You're playing darts all afternoon.
But who was in the bullseye, whose face did you pin up?
The
bullseye.
Nah, I was doing that.
Alright, so we got two more live tracks coming right now. What do we got? What songs are we gonna hear?
Now we're gonna play
Smashville.
We're gonna play a song called Nashville.
Alright.
And it's about going to Nashville, which we did.
Yeah.
And we buskered.
We did go to Nashville.
And we tore it up, too. Yeah.
Buskered.
We
were there, man.
We made $2.
We won't mention,
We made $2 busking on the streets of Nashville.
Nice. All right, so
but everyone liked it. We watched us.
That's the important part.
Some people were just broke.
I'm sure that was it.
Okay, so we got two live in the studio tracks coming up right now from Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. You're listening to the Mono A Mono Show special presentation of Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono.
one there, boy. This one's called Bright Lights.
Okay.
Wow!
All right, there's two more tracks by Sam Coffee and the Iron Lungs. Their new album is out this Friday.
What's it called, fellas?
Self-titled.
Sex.
No, it's called
Sam
Coffee and the Iron Lungs.
Their sex. Self-titled album is out this Friday. Their show CD release party is at the Chainsaw in Uptown Waterloo. Doors open at
9 o'clock, and it's a free show.
It's free.
But you could buy our CD for $10, and you should, because you're going to like it.
Excellent. Thank it you guys like for coming in.
Nice pitch. Yeah, thanks so much, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, not a problem. It's our pleasure.
We love to make people happy, and now you're happy, and now we're happy.
And we're going to go out on a couple more Sam Coffee songs here. What do we got queued up?
We got High School coming up.
Yeah.
This one's good.
All right.
This one's good.
Everyone who thought we were nice, you're not right. That's what this song will show you.
All right, so here's High School by Sam Coffee and Iron Lungs. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you, Mano Emmanuel.
We're not joking. Everybody's coming here. We're not joking. Everybody's coming here.